It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. Top to Bottom has been in business for over 30 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repair and emergency service. For your roofing needs, call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. That's 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday
today, we
are featuring the year 1980.
Yeah, we are.
And one of the biggest movies released that year
was
Airplane.
Oh, I love Airplane.
I know you
love
do.
Airplane.
Yeah.
All those movies.
So Airplane was written and directed by brothers David and Jerry Zucker and Jim Abrahams in their directorial debut.
Well, that was the first one.
The trio had formed a sketch comedy troupe and made a habit of recording late-night television looking for commercials to make fun of.
Oh, yeah.
With their sketch comedy.
Sure, yeah.
So during one such taping process, they unintentionally recorded the 1957 film called Zero Hour.
Okay.
And they ended up borrowing its plot, central characters, and a lot of the dialogue for Airplane.
Oh, they took the dialogue, too?
A lot of it was taken from that movie,
Holy cow.
So the movie was originally called The Late Show. The script originally stayed close to the dialogue and plot of Zero Hour. And the script actually borrowed so much from Zero Hour that they thought they needed to negotiate the rights to create the remake of the film and ensure that they were within the allowance for parody within copyright
law. Oh, that's funny, yeah.
So they ended up obtaining the rights for the movie from Warner Brothers and Paramount for about $2,500.
Well, that's not bad.
It's probably good because, you know, you don't want to get sued.
No, you hear these stories afterwards. They come back and thank you for everything. Yeah.
So eventually the Airplane script found its way to Paramount, which insisted the film be shot in color rather than the black and white as the directors originally wanted.
Oh.
And Paramount said it needed to be set aboard a jet airliner rather than a propeller plane to better identify with modern film goals.
Come on, it's the 80s. Yeah,
I feel like that would be a difficult, it would change the movie quite a bit.
It would.
With a propeller plane.
You would feel like you were watching a historical piece.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
So in exchange, Paramount acquiesced to the director's desire to cast serious actors for the film rather than comedy performers. And that's why they cast actors like Robert Stack, Leslie Nielsen, Peter Graves, and Lloyd Bridges, all actors who up to that time had never done comedy.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, this is kind of, so I was three in 1980. And so every time I've seen that movie, I've always just thought these were people who did both drama and comedy.
Right.
I didn't realize this was their first foray into the funny.
Right. So Leslie Nielsen's career to this point had consisted mostly of serious leading roles, but he wanted to work in comedy and was looking for a film to help in the transition. He was considered a closet comedian on set, pranking his fellow actors between shots. During filming of Airplane, Nielsen used a whoopee cushion to keep the cast off balance.
That'll do it. A whoopee cushion.
And Nielsen enjoyed a major career boost after Airplane's release. The film marked a significant change in his film persona towards deadpan comedy, notably in the three Naked Gun films.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Yeah.
Same people, by the way, Zucker, Abrams, and Zucker. Yeah.
Yeah. So Airplane opened on June 27th, 1980, and was a critical and commercial success, grossing $171 million worldwide against a budget of $3.5 million.
Hey, wow.
So, yeah.
Holy cow.
Originally, overall, it grossed $83 million at the U.S. and Canadian box office and returned $40 million in rentals, making it the fourth highest grossing film of 1980.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
Since its release, its reputation has grown substantially. It ranked sixth on Bravo's 100 Funniest Movies. In 2008, it was selected by Empire Magazine as one of the 500 greatest movies of all time, and in 2012 was voted number one on the 50 Funniest Comedies Ever poll.
That list is right.
And in 2010, it was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress.
It's hilarious,
Now, the Mythbusters TV show.
Oh, yeah.
They attempted to reenact the climax of the film to see if an inexperienced pilot could indeed land a plane with only a call from air traffic control.
Great idea.
The Mythbusters had to use a simulation, obviously, to test the myth, but they concluded that the scene was plausible.
Oh.
They did, however, mention that most planes today have an autopilot to land the plane safely.
Yeah. That was a long time. I mean, 1980 was, that was a 5, 10 years, how many years ago? That 40 years ago? 43 years?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Time flies when you're not looking.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the movie, did you?
I did. So there's a memorable scene with Barbara Billingsley,
Barbara Billingsley from Leave It to Beaver,
yes.
Yeah.
and she's
talking. This is, I love this. She's talking jive because it's late 70s, early 80s. Talking jive on the plane with these two other guys, and it's just so funny to see it coming out of Barbara Billingsley,
yes.
who I only knew her as Leave It to Beaver's mom,
right?
So what are we playing?
Yeah, so we're gonna play Jive Talking by the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees, you got it, Sarah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's the Bee Gees, Jive Talking on Legends 102.7. Sarah DuRamond is, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Airplane and the movie Airplane,
right.
Which was released in 1980. That's our Throwback Thursday year today.
It sure is. Great movie, too. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, Airplane was heavily based on the 1957 movie Zero Hour.
The directors unintentionally cast actors... directors intentionally cast actors who had never done comedy before.
And it was the fourth highest grossing movie of 1980.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. You know, I watched that movie. I can't tell you how many times I watched that movie and the Naked Gun movies with Andrew Randisi from Weinstein and Randisi.
Oh, my gosh.
We watched those movies all the time.
On VHS?
Was it on VHS? Was it on, yeah, we must have had it on VHS. I remember we'd be over to his parents' house. Which is right next door to my parents. We'd be on the couch and just watch and laugh. Great stuff. Great memories.
And I did look it up. It is available for streaming. It's on HBO or Max.
Max. Come on. Mm-hmm. Keep it the times. Folks want to learn more about Airplane! Exclamation point. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
That's right.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. You're absolutely right. Fantastic. Thank you for bringing this to us today. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Yeah, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Yes.
And back again tomorrow, Friday episode, brand
Absolutely.
New installment, 410.
Absolutely.
We will count on it. Traffic and weather on the way. Plus, don't forget those Red Wings tickets. We'll give those away before 7 o'clock on Legends 102.7.